Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So we've seen that we've got these patterns in these Mishnayos, whether it was a pattern of the Mandi Omar, which was the last Perek. We've got, you know, the Rabbi Yishmael's and the Rabbi Akiva's and the interactions between them and the interactions between them and their Talmidim and so on. Here, too, we actually have a pattern of machlokes in between Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim, and the opening Mishnayos of the Perek put together from all over various machlokes in between them. And these are Mishnayos that we've actually seen elsewhere, because we learned this Mishnah not long ago in Ohalos. So first we're going to be talking about the question of the combination of a shear. So now, there's different ways of being mekabel tumah, right? So you could be mekabel tumah b'masa, and this would be true of a tumas mace and other tumas. There's the obvious maga, which is true about almost every single tumah, except for nivlas of tahor. And then there's that special tumah that is nogea only tumas mace, which is tumas ohel. However, it's important to recognize that tumas ohel itself is not all one of the same set of tumas, because there are different ways to be mitame in an ohel. What people usually think of, talk about tumas ohel, is being in the same room or same space as a mate, right? Now, that, technically speaking, is the hamshachat tum'ah through an ohel. So the two of you are under the same space, under the same roof, under the same board, as long as it has a shear. The tum'ah is brought from one side to the other side, and then that includes you. But that's not the same as the other tum'ah's ohel, which is essentially being zapped by tum'ah. So, if you put your hand over a mace, or kezayit min a mace, then that tumah hits your hand, and that is very similar to tumas maga. It's not a tumah through amshacha because you're in the place. It's because you interrupted a beam of tumah, right? So, since you were hit by the beam, so therefore, it is similar to maga. How about if there's a kezayis min ha-meis above you? The beam extends downward as well, and there too, you're hit by the beam. Or how about in a case where you have, you will recall, the concept of tuma ritzutza, where you have less than a tefach to be chotzeitz above a meis. So then it's bokea, the beam of tuma, goes straight through whatever was above it, if there's not a tefach, and anybody who walks above it gets hit by the beam. So in those connections, the question arises, and this turns out to be the central theme over here about the machlokas, between Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim, legabe the tziruf of a shear of tuma. So here, the question revolves around where you need to have, let's say, a kezayis min ha-meit. So suppose you have two chatzizetim min ha-meit, which would, if they were one, it would have been enough to be matame, but you only have them separate. So can you actually use the thing which is making you tame to essentially make these things one? So let's say you are talking about maga. Can you touch a chatzi meis, chatzi kezayis from the meis with one hand and a chatzi kezayis with your other hand, both of which are maga, and use the maga as a way of also being mitzaref the shears, since they're both magas? Or can you carry the two separate shear, and the carrying is considered to be carrying the full shear? Or can you be in an ohel ha-meis with the two shiurim, and view the ohel as being mitzaref the two shiurim into one shear? So this is the question. Kol ha-mitam'in be'ohel shenechleku. You've got a shear of a kezayis that would be betame in a mace, and they are now divided, so you only have a Chatzi Zayit and a Chatzi Zayit, you bring these two Chatzi Zesim into a single room, is the room now filled with Tumas Hameis? The Rabbi Dosef ben Hyrcanus says no. Since each one of these pieces is too small, the room is not Metzaref them. And therefore, he is Metaher. Hashem came, the Chachamim say, anything in that room or any person in that room is Tameh, because the room is Metzaref them. Now, this is a broader machlokas. That is not just a question of a room. It is nogea at times other mikures of Tuma, such as Maga or Masa. So let's talk about some of these broader cases. Ketzad, full-scale application. You've got a lot of different cases. How about if somebody is nogea? Let's say somebody's carrying a nevela, touching a nevela. Nevela also is only metame b'kezayit. He has one hand on a chatzi zayit, the other on a chatzi zayit. Or he carries the two chatzi zayit together. How about if we're talking about Tumas Meis? He's nogea with a chatzi zayit, and he is actually puts his hand over. Now, this is not he puts it into a house with a meis. He puts it over the meis so that he's zapped with the beam of the other half a piece. Or maybe the other way around. He's nogea with a chatzi zayit, and another chatzi zayit is over his head and beams down at him. So how about that? Or maybe he creates an ohel. He puts one hand over one piece, one hand over the other piece. That would also be he's being ma'ahil with two hands over two chatzi zayitim. Or maybe he could be ma'ahil over one chatzi zayit, and the other chatzi zayit is beaming down on him. So he's got one piece beaming up, one piece beaming down. Are the very fact that there's a single tuma of ohel, is that going to be the same as having the ohel of the whole shir? So, I mean, this is obviously a very fundamental question. If the din of the shir is that that shir is what creates the tumas ohel, then it would be absurd to say that a chatzi shir is going to give you a beam. There's no beam because there's no shir. If you understand that the beam is not a function of the shir, it's only the tuma that results that you have to be hit by that amount, then you can consider that you could put the two together because they're both beaming at the same place over you. So in all of these cases, Reb Dosef ben Hyrcanus says there's no way that this would be Metameyu, because you cannot use the modality of the Tuma to combine the thing that makes the Tuma possible in the first place. That makes no sense. Mashenkein, the Chachamim say, yes, you can. Because if the same way is both of them are touching you, or both of them are being carried by you, or both of them are beaming at you, then in all such cases, you would be tameh. So now the question is, how about those funny cases that say, if you're touching one piece and you're being beamed on or breaking the beam of another piece, wait a minute. There the Chachamim should be made at, no? There the Chachamim should say, well, in that case, you have two separate modalities, and two separate modalities, there's nothing to be mechaber the two. Why did the Chachamim say in that case, they're also arguing, and it says Chachamim etamim, on all of these cases, which include the two cases where he's nogea with a chatzi zayis, and either he breaks the beam of another one, chatzi zayis, or it's above his hand and it beams down on his hand. How do you explain that? So basically, the Gemara explains that this is the Gemara in Chulin where it brings this the case over here, that what we're talking about is a difference between the tumor that it says is, we're talking about a tumor ritsutza, not a tumor behamshacha, which is bringing tumor from one part of a room to another part of the room. There ain't a chinami. The Chachomim would say, you can't put together tumas ohel and tumas maga, but beamed tumas ohel is not what we normally refer to with tumas ohel, and therefore, if it's a case of tumor ritsutza, it's a beam. And there the Chachomim hold, touching the beam is the equivalent of touching directly the tumah. So maga and tumah ritsutza are considered to be the same. But the Chachomim are made that a hamshacha, such as a case, where you're nogeya b'chatzizayas, and then you've got a board over you, which on one end of the board is over a chatzizayas, and the other end of the board is over your head. That is not maga. That is pure tumas oil, and tumas oil cannot be mitzaref, a chatzizayit, to a chatzizayit that you're being mitzameh b'maga, because those are two different modalities of tuma. So therefore, the Mishnah itself makes it very clear. There's such a thing as a tumah that is mashuch over you through being under the same, technically speaking, roof. You're a board that's over you and the tumah, and it's a tefach, and the actual maga. Or if somebody is ma'ahil on a chatzizayis, he's not touching it. Even, now imagine, even where the chatzizayis is a tumas ohel, but it's a beamed tumas ohel. And the other chatzizayis is also tumas ohel, but it's hamshacha tumas ohel. You'd say, okay, but those should certainly be starev because both of them are forms of tumas ohel. No, absolutely not. The tumas ohel of hamshacha is not even mitzaref with the beam, because the beam is a form of tumas maga, even though we call it tumas ohel. And therefore, if you're ma'il on a chatzizayis, and a dover acher is like a board, is over you, ma'il alav ve'al chatzizayis, in both of the cases, you would be tohar, because it's tumas maga in both directions. Meaning in both directions, whether it's in that kula or it's in that way, it's kula. Either way, we view it as a tumas maga, not to be mitzarev with oil. Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no, not true. Af b'zeh Rabbi Dosi metayer v'chachomi mitamim. According to Rabbi Meir, the din of hamshacha is considered also to be like maga. And therefore, they would argue on all of these cases, including the last two cases. It would be eight cases in total that we mentioned in the Mishnah that they're being chelek on. So in all such cases, and furthermore, all chatzizesim, hakol tamei, there's only one case where the modality makes all the difference in the world. And that, of course, they don't put together tumas maga with tumas masa. They don't put together tumas masa with tumas ohel. The only thing that they put together is maga and ohel. Now, what everybody is moda to, just a question of how they define the modalities, but everybody is moda to the following klal. Ze aklal. Kol shu mishem echad would be tameh. Mishnei shemot would be tor. So no matter what the situation is, in the Chachomim, obviously, I mean, according to, of course, Rabdosa doesn't agree, but klal, that you can use the modality to be mitzaref, because he maintains that the shear is not the shear that touches you, it's the shear that creates the beam of tumah in the first place, or that creates the mass of the tumah in the first. These are tremendously primal machlokasin about how to view the whole connection of the idea of the shear and its connectedness to the way in which it's tameh, and also the other machlokas in how to understand the nature of maga. Wonderful, wonderful Mishnah that covers a lot of very basic things that are important for us to know. Do we handle more of this shmoo, or do we have enough of a brain? Two Mishnah minimum, huh? Come hell or high water. Even if the Mishnah is as big as a whole Masechet. That's the way it goes. Whew, it's a good thing you got that haircut, Andy. We may be here for a long time. Alrighty. Mishnah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beit. Now, we've got another very important, as a matter of fact, three more important machlokasin right now between the Chachamim and Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus. And we start off with something that's very similar to what we were just talking about. And it's actually a machlokas that we have back in Masechet Tireis. And here, the question is the shiur again. What creates the shiur when we have tumas ochlin? If they are separate units, can they be mitzarev if they're in touch with each other? So let's say you've got a bunch of raisins, right? Now, these raisins, if you're careful about tuma, you're going to be very careful to only have raisins so that there's never going to be shiur enough to be mitamiyu. So how about if you've got a box of raisins or a pile of raisins? Each one of those raisins is not a shear of a kibetza, but would they be mitzaref? Same machlokas. Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus says the shear of tuma, you can't just have a pile. It's got to be the shear. It doesn't suddenly appear when you put separate elements into one pile. That doesn't give you the shear. And therefore, ochel parud eno mitzaref. Very similar to what Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus was saying in the previous Mishnah. And this represents a lovely segue into Mishnah Beit. Divi Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus. V'chachomim omrim, they do mitzaref. Because now all together, you've got the shear. Now, moving on to a different machlokas. This is a machlokas about Meiser Sheni. So the question is, if you've got your old telephone tokens, can you be Mechalal Meiser Sheni on your Asimonim? You've got to be able to do something with them. So this is good for the Mechalal. Now, Asimon, of course, is a non-minted slug. So according to Rabbi Doisa, what's the din? Mechalalin Maaser Sheni al Asimon. Since it says vitzarta kesev, it means kesev of tzurat, has a double meaning. So only minted coins can be used to be mechalal meiser sheni. And therefore the chachomim say, ein mechalalin, there's no way to be mechalal your meiser on a asimon. Now we've got another machlokas here, also is nogea tuma. So over here we have a fascinating halacha, which is nogea, the difference of the chumras, which are called the ma'alot bipara. So remember, we have ma'alot tuma. We've learned about this in Masechet Chagiga, in the different dinim, of how it is that we're noyeg tuma v'taira be'inyin kochim, and how it is that we're noyeg tuma v'taira be'inyin chatas. And according to the chachamim, there is a big chumra over Kodesh when you're dealing with Chatas. Kodesh has a big chumra in that in order to be Metayer Yadayim, you can't just take a cup and pour it over your hands if you're going to be dealing with Basar Kodesh. You have to actually put your hand in the mikvah. But when it comes to the Chatas, Mechatas, which is the Paraduma, in that case, there's no such thing as separating between your hands and your body. If your hands are tame, your body is tame. And that's one of the chumras that were noyigbi. Chatas. Chatas means paraduma. And according to the chachomim, if you have even what would normally just be stam yadayim, you didn't really touch something that's tame, but you were not shemer your yadayim, you would have to go to the mikvah, full-scale tefillah of your entire body, just to get your hands in a state where they're able to not ruin the mechatas. Masha Enkein, Rabbi Dosa does not hold of the ma'ala of the chatas, and therefore, according to Rabbi Dosa, you can even just be tevo your yadayim in the mikveh, the same way you would for kodesh, and matbilin yadayim, even for mechatas, for the paraduma, divrei Rabbi Dosa. Whereas the Chachomim Eimin, when it comes to Chatas, the Klal is Nitma Uyadav, Nitma Gufo. So if we're going to have to get your Yadayim clean, then by definition, you're going to need to get into a mikveh entirely. Okay, Rabbosai, two wonderful big Mishnayos in Perek Shlishi, and we're well on our way towards getting to all of these wonderful machlokas of Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes and the Chachamim. More Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, if we are Zochem in HaShamayim. See you then, Bezrat Hashem. Kol Tov, wonderful day to all.